This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I want to be an open casket, and I want everyone to come through and come on my face.
Okay.
Uh-oh, stand-up comedy tour dates. We're coming at you live. Which cities? I will tell you. Michael Blaustein will be in Sacramento, California, January 23rd.
Boo.
I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, February 3rd. I will be in New York City, February 5th. I will be in Boston, Massachusetts, February 6th. And new date, San Jose, California, February 23rd. Get tickets at blaucomedy.com. Mr. Wallace, where can they find you?
I am going to be no more for 2021, uh-oh, but 2022, we're kicking it off with that fiery batch of dates, dude. Nashville, Tennessee is the first city that I'm doing in 2022. Two of the six shows are sold out.
Boom.
Let's go, January 6th through 9th. And then we got just two nights in Phoenix, but four shows, January 14th through 15th. I'm going to be doing the exact same show I'm doing on tour. Then the tour, You're not that guy, pal. Tours kicks off January 28th in New Orleans, and then we're going to be in Tampa, Florida, January 29th. I guess it's the day of a big parade. Fuck, I don't book these things.
Who cares?
Stop telling me to change the date.
Fuck parades, dude.
Fuck a parade. Oh, wait, we're going to get drunk and watch people walk by. You can do that at my show, okay? Make it a parade at that bitch. That's January 29th. And we got January 30th, Orlando, Florida. And then I'm only going to do a few of these. Milwaukee, February 4th, turn up, let's go. Chicago, Naperville, represent. February 5th, tickets are moving and grooving. Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Columbus, Royal Oak, Michigan, St. Louis, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Sacramento, Portland. I said I was only going to do a few, but I'm doing them all. Seattle, New York, Boston, Durham, Atlanta, Buffalo, Toronto, Huntington, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, San Diego, Los Angeles. I did them all because I'm conceited and I don't give a shit about your guys' time. Just kidding, I do. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. I can't believe that's starting in literally like a month.
Insane.
I'm nervous. I'm excited. But look, we'll document it all through the ears and eyes of Stiff Socks Podcast. Game. Splat. Happy holidays, you goddamn pirate hookers.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa.
Dude, if you say ho, 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 flip it backwards. Oh, 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 coming.
You ever see pictures of Mrs. Claus and say, I'd beat?
Yeah.
She does have this hot, like, Nancy Reagan. Nancy Reagan! Did anyone see that?
What?
Apparently Nancy Reagan gave head.
Where did you see this?
Please look that up.
Where did you see this?
I saw it on CNN.
Who's documenting on this? Recently?
And when I say CNN, I mean TikTok. TikTok is where I get all my news. Who is it?
Same.
Nancy Reagan was known in Hollywood as the blowjob queen.
Dude, there's a girl in my college. We call her the Dome Doctor. Did I ever tell you guys that?
I think so.
The Dome Doctor. Anybody listening from San Jose State right now is like, oh, yeah, the Dome Doctor.
Do you think she's proud of that name?
I don't think she knew her name.
Oh, no.
No, this was like an internal like frat.
Oh, she didn't.
No, it's not like she walked around and she's like, greetings. You have an appointment for the Dome Doctor?
That would be great. What prescription?
Doug Dimmadome. That's what I want to call my dick.
What?
Doug Dimmadome.
I'm okay with that.
Give me Dome, Doug Dimmadome.
I want the Dome Doctor to write me a fucking prescription for a big old low to come.
Yeah, guess what it is? Head.
Yeah.
Head. Is head just because it's a head?
The head of a cockiness?
No, a head of a head. Head oh. of a head, like your head.
Oh,
why don't they just call it mouth? They do.
They do.
give me that. God, what's happening?
I don't know. I was.
How did you find out Nancy Reagan topped people off?
I just saw it. Yeah, she topped. She was known as the what?
The blowjob queen in Hollywood.
I love it. That's crazy. Because Nancy Reagan was Ronald Reagan's wife, obviously. But Ronald Reagan was a actor.
Right.
So he was, you know, acting in movies, getting whores all the time. And he met Nancy Reagan.
I didn't know he was an actor.
Oh yeah.
Am I dumb?
It was like it would no. literally be like it would be like Sylvester Stallone being the president. Or like The Rock being the president. He was a pretty big actor. Which both I can see. The Rock is gonna be president at one point. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone
Elon
if he
Musk
ran,
will be president. Who? Or he'll just start his own branch and be like, I'm this.
He'll just start his own company. I mean company. Own country. He'll just go to the moon.
LLC of America.
Who owns the moon? If we flew to the moon. If here's the question. If Elon Musk flew to the moon, he's like, this is mine now. Because who, no one owns the moon, right? I know we have a dumbass American flag in there. Not dumbass, I'm sorry. We have American flag in there. I don't know.
Somebody's mad that he got topped off by Nancy Reagan.
Dude, oh. So
like, who reported? Just some old guy at a Marie Callender's been like, she sucked my dick like the pudding out of a tapioca pop.
Yeah, it came from a news article in 1998 that was from a, also, I guess, a biography about her in 1991.
What a weird article.
It's just, I guess, like a rumor that was always going around that she gave the best blowjob in town.
Here's the thing, man. But do you think blowjobs back in the day were as good as they are now? Because women be watching fucking tutorials, i.e. Pornhub, when they were like starting at like 12. So they know all the tips and tricks. In the fucking 70s, they just had still pictures. Nancy Reagan, I guarantee you, you give average head. Like average, at best average. She's like, know. Oh, I can take it all the way down. But, yeah, so can my sister.
Yeah, but it's not like... Hold on.
Rewind.
Hold on. Whoa. We're going to go back to the booth and review that play. There's incest on the play.
I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, you didn't mean to say that.
Oh.
It just slid out.
My sister doesn't listen to this podcast. If she did, we have a really big problem.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think it's like head is like, there's only so much you can do. Like for sex, I feel you can add the vibrators. You can add this. You can add lubes. I feel like with dome, it's just like, it's just mouth to. Bleh. So it's like I feel like they still were getting freaky back then.
Oh, no.
And arthritis wasn't invented yet. So hands were popping off.
Did you say arthritis? What?
Yeah. That came out after swine flu.
I can't believe your girlfriend had swine flu.
Yeah.
Damn.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's terrible.
This was like 12 years ago.
No, first of all, I can't believe you just said head is just like mouth to the cockiness. That's bananas. There's all levels of head.
Yeah, but it's hands with mouth in that spit. What else can you do? What are people doing in 2021 that they aren't doing back then? Putting pop rocks in the mouth? I know that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Pop. I don't know if I'd want that. This. What did you just say?
I don't know.
You wouldn't want pop rocks popping on.
I'm scared that there's going to get like a watermelon pop rock in my dick. Now I have an M80 in my cock and it explodes. And now I'm just coming Reese's peanut butter cups.
Please explain to me how any of that, what you just said, is bad. You could come Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, man. Aren't you scared that a pop rock will get in there?
Yeah. That is
cool with the ice in the mouth. I've done that.
Oh, ice is phenomenal. Here's the thing. I've never done pop rocks. The only thing I've ever done is ice.
But that's what I'm saying. Ice has been around forever. So what are they doing now that they weren't doing in like 1970?
I think now, because of porn, there is no shame. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Nancy Reagan back in the day was like, oh, this is weird. I'll blow you in the back of a bowling alley.
Just because these motherfuckers wear girdles and shit, you don't think that they didn't slob the knob?
Oh, I think they sucked a cock. I'm not saying they didn't. I'm just saying the level. Because think about the level in your life right now, in your whole trajectory lifespan of head. There's the, okay, that happened. And there's the mother of Christ fuck. That was insane. You suck like a Hoover vac, right?
Yeah.
Right?
But so when were Hoovers invented? the 70s. Mm.
I don't know. Hoovers were invented, I think, 1822.
I think the world was born with Hoover vacuums.
But I do think that, like, what you're saying, like, there's so much more, like, performance now. Like, Nancy Reagan's probably, you know, sucking dick, wearing a turtleneck, and, like, won't make eye contact kind of thing. You know what I mean? Now they're, like, arching the back, ass in the air, like, doing a whole show.
I'm saying a lot.
Question, Nancy's still alive or no?
I don't know.
Nah, I think she passed away from giving head too much.
Like, at what level is this disrespectful?
The whole time it's been disrespectful.
Yeah, she passed away in 2016.
Ooh, RIP.
From what? RIP. No, what I'm saying is I just think there's different levels of shame. And I think now, because of porn, we all know our tastes are all skewed in one direction. So everybody knows what everybody wants. Back in the day, they would call
somebody's grandma and get them on.
I'd ask my grandma. I would love to know. Wouldn't you like to know if your girl... Yo, look at the picture to the left.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan, dog.
Hot. Because, like, here's the
thing.
Oh, my
God, that's so my type. I'm kind of hard.
I think maybe it was, I don't know, because back then they didn't have seatbelts in cars. There's no center console. You could just lean right over of a 63 Buick and just get a different dick shift in your mouth if you needed.
I will say you're correct on all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the level of head, comparatively, you know what it is? It's like athletes. Think about basketball in the 70s. If LeBron James right now, LeBron James 5 years ago, if you took him and then put him in the NBA in 1970, he would score 78 points a game. And I think that's the same thing with head. It's like the head, 1970 basketball players, they were good. But basketball players in 2021? Dog, dunking from the three-point line.
Okay, so you're saying in 30 years, head's going to be... insane.
Stupid. Oh my God. They're
insane.
Gonna
insane.
Dude, it's gonna be, they're gonna involve Rokus on the ass. It's gonna be a whole different experience. Also, sex robots are definitely coming. The moment sex robots
coming?
Yeah. The moment there the sex go. Robot comes, everyone's done. Girlfriends, why?
Getting topped off in the metaverse.
Oh my God.
Topped off in the metaverse. I don't really know what's going on with the metaverse.
I don't either. I know that a lot of people. In my head, the metaverse is like Ready Player One. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, I think.
It's just like live action life, right? Like Sims, but you, and it's English, and you can speak languages as blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and you could do anything you want, but then there's metaverse like coin. So you can't do everything you want because you have to like get enough money to like get the shield or get enough money to get the fucking head or whatever. But I will say, dude, those, what are those things you can wear, the haptic feedback things?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
It's like you can essentially make yourself have feeling in the metaverse. It's like haptic feedback.
Fuck, you need feelings for in a video game.
Well, you want to like actually come in real life. So if you go to the metaverse, you can't actually come. You can't actually feel anything. But if you wear these things and someone in the metaverse touches you.
I just want to play laser tag I was in seventh grade again. That looks like a laser tag vest. Did you guys ever play laser tag?
Always the best.
I love that.
Dude, I had for one of the Christmases, my mom got me a laser tag like thing.
Really?
Yeah, like a home laser tag thing. It was so fun.
Wow.
It was like this little thing on the front and the back. And you had little lasers and you run around the house.
In my hometown, that was a spot.
Yeah.
Laser Star? I think it's laser stuff.
Is laser tag when we were kids the same thing as like roller skating rinks when Nancy Reagan was a kid? Well, Nancy Reagan was a kid, dinosaurs were around. I think,
I mean, I had that same feeling.
Right?
It's like you walk in, you can win prizes, arcade games. There's a place where all the parents sat and talked shit about their kids.
It was like a hangout place though, right?
Yeah, dude, I could smell it. I could feel that environment. God, it was fun.
That, it kind of reminds me of the Rec Room show.
Yeah,
like that whole feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they all feel the kind of, you put enough arcade games anywhere, it kind of feels the same. You got enough Dave and Buster's, and you're like, oh, my childhood.
I like Dave and Buster's.
Yeah,
it gets shit on so much. The food's not bad.
No, I think it's a great like date spot. It's a fun thing.
Yeah,
would I have a bachelor party there? Absolutely. Let's go.
That's funny. I want to have my bachelor party in a funny place, like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Well. I was talking to a friend about, and he was recommending shit, and it was the first time I've ever heard somebody, he was like, I kind of want to go to somewhere like random. He's like, I want to go watch horse races in
Medellin.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
I was like, that'd be tight. Everyone's like, let's go to Vegas. Let's go to Miami. It's like, oh, what are we going to do there? Oh, I don't know. Drugs?
Yeah.
Drugs?
Sounds awful.
Pool party?
Sounds terrible.
I'm almost 30.
Dude, here's the thing. for my bachelor party, I'm just going to go somewhere, play fucking 36. I'm just going to go play golf. That's all I'm going to do.
Golf guy.
It's all right.
Count me out. That shit's boring. Anyways.
Why? Oh, you ever play golf on mushrooms? We're going to do drugs.
Oh, no, I was kidding. Yeah, I'm an 18 hole guy. After that, I'm like.
Oh, when I said 36, I don't mean in one day. Okay. I meant like just 2 days of golf.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys that play 36 in one day, I'm like, you just hate your wife.
Dude, I played 18. I played 18 holes yesterday.
Really?
At about hole 12, I was like, yeah, guys, we're done, yeah?
Yeah, we get that.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Because you swing by the clubhouse around hole number 9, you get a little hot dog or sandwich, and you're like,
I'm done.
What does it here?
You know what's so funny is I just realized right now that we didn't even finish because it got too dark. I think we played 14 holes. I was done.
Yeah.
Done.
You're like, thank you.
Goddamn.
Skin condoms. What? Whoa.
Hold on. You know why they call them skin?
No, why?
Because it feels like you're not wearing a condom. It feels like skin on skin. You ever go raw dog?
I do be doing
it's
raw dog.
It's good.
But then I look down and I'm like, whoa, I'm wearing a skin condom.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know.
Here's the thing, dude. No skin. You go raw and then you like have tons of regret. If you want to kill the regret, you got to wear a skin condom, dude. Skin condom creates products for those who know what they want and who are not afraid to demand it, okay? Those who choose to feel everything.
Not just in the bedroom, but in life.
Whoa.
Everything, feelings, emotions. Skin products are designed using the very latest of technology to help you and your partner or partners. Whoa, yep. Put an S in there?
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Dude, good for skin for being like, yo, if you're having a fucking orgy, more power to you. Just use a skin condom. Create a truly intimate sexual experience with you and 47 other people if you want. From condoms to lubes to massages and more, skin products embody our mission to feel everything. With skin, you don't have to choose between great sex and safe sex.
You don't.
You get both.
Skin, wide range of premium products include condoms, personal lubricants, and massagers from the experts in intimacy. I want to be an expert in intimacy.
You are. Also, it's the number one non-latex condom brand in the world, made from skin feel. All right? I don't know what it's made from, but it's not latex. So if you're allergic to latex, no problemos here. Also, if I was allergic to the latex, I would use it. Then my dick would get bigger. It'd be itchy. It'd be swollen.
Yeah, like that scene in Hitch where his face is all fucking, yeah.
But your penis. So look, if you're trying to pipe down or pipe up, just treat that special someone to intimate products from Skin. Visit SKYN, Skin, SKYN.com. That's SKYN.com to explore on Amazon or shop at your local Walmart, dude.
Go.
Simple as that. Shop Skin.
Goddamn. I can't believe Nancy Reagan topped people off. Speaking of topping people off, did you see this?
What?
Former Connecticut GOP Grand Ole Party. You know what that stands for?
I did not.
Grand Ole Party. Huh?
That's really what GOP stands for?
Grand Ole?
Grand Old Party.
Old or OL?
I think it's old. Former Connecticut GOP digital director, now working as a porn star.
What is this? What's a GOP?
GOP is like the Republican Party digital director. It means that you usually like you're working. Yeah, they're doing like trying to get out the vote on TikTok or whatever. But it's just like digital marketing for the Republican Party.
Guy, girl?
He's a guy.
Guy.
This is what's crazy about it. I was just reading this article.
Why are there fish on the screen?
He had a, I think that's just an ad. But he had a Twitter account for politics.
Wait, look at this. It says he was born in the USA instead of born.
Oh, yeah. This is the
New York Post.
Is New York Post trash?
Yes. Oh, it, you know what's funny is I don't know when it switched over, but it used to be an actual newspaper.
This sounds legit.
It used to be a paper. And then I don't know what year it just was like, nah, tabloids. It just really switched over. They needed clicks.
I thought that was a typo. It turns out they're just horny.
That might be the title.
But look at this. So he had an official like, I'm a politician, this is my Twitter page. Yep. And then one day he was like, what's up, political Twitter followers? I'm a porn star now. Go follow my Pornhub page.
Yeah.
That's
and if
cool.
anybody's horny, it's political people because they haven't came in years. Is that why people get into politics? They're like, I need to come. This is him?
Yeah,
he looks like me.
I'm going to tell you, and he's got a weenus on him. He has got a weenus on him.
His Pornhub account already has 25
videos.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I clicked on his Twitter, obviously, did some research, and I thought there was going to be like, he was going to be followed. He has like 1,000 followers.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to see this guy.
I watch him. It's a lot of solo stuff, you know?
Just rubbing him out?
Rubbing him out.
And you...
What?
All right. I just think had he been a bigger politician or like a bigger guy in that realm, I think you'd have more views. But like, this is just like it'll be like if Gabe quit and started doing porn. Yeah, some Sif Socks people would comment, blow up the yours and your balls. But I don't think it's not going to have that big of a pendulum swing.
Right.
Right. It is. How do men get into porn? Like, that's a weird transition, because who the hell is going to spend money to watch
him? You get bald. Shave your head. Have to. Who wants to fuck?
Yeah. But like, for him, right? He's like doing all these, like, it's so funny because the porn industry is just like what we do. He put videos on Pornhub in hopes that they go viral so then he can actually become a porn star and actually make money off it.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, because I wouldn't call what he's doing right now is porn. It's just, he's just jerking off on the internet.
He's,
you know,
just
what I mean?
Doing chat roulette, but solo.
Yeah.
But dude, that's what it is. I've said this before. It's like trying to get into comedy is the same as trying to become a rapper. It's the same as becoming an OnlyFans girl. At some point, like you said, he posted to his political followers. You got to post to your 872 followers and be like, what's up, guys? You remember me from college? Here's my dick.
Yes.
Now I do OnlyFans.
You know what's funny is when they look at those numbers, they go, I have 1,000 followers. If 1,000 people follow my OnlyFans, I'll be making money. But yeah, they don't understand that one person will follow you.
Dude, it's hard to just get from, it's almost like you got to use separate, like don't even count the people that follow you from already, your hometown friends or whatever. It's like, you almost just got to go on Reddit and try and pop there. Because your hometown friends, you might get a handful, 4 or 5, dads, uncles, brothers, cousins, whatever. Who knows? We're all supportive in this family, right? But realistically, you might have a few people who are like, I want to see what she looks like. We went to high school together. How's she looking 10 years down the road? But I saw a girl that I follow. She posted. She goes, you guys wanted it. Here's the link. Who wanted it?
No one.
We had chemistry together sophomore year.
I want it, actually.
I'm in.
That sounds awesome.
I bought it.
If anyone... You did?
No. But I'm saying like that. It almost was like a way to be like, you guys wanted it. Here you go.
Right. If anyone... And I don't know. My high school is pretty big. I'm sure someone in my high school has an OnlyFans. But the moment that someone in my high school has an OnlyFans, I'm looking.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, you're going to click the link. You're going to see, because you might not see anything with the click, but you'll peruse. You'll be like, what are her prices?
Prices. Also, sometimes
they doing videos.
Sometimes they give you that free content.
Don't you have to sign up even to see the free?
I think you might got to put your email. When I say I think, you definitely have to just put your email. And then see a little free images.
Yeah.
Remember that one time that I signed up for OnlyFans?
Yeah, and the girl wanted $1 for a video, and you're like, I'm out.
Fuck you. Yeah, I spent $5. Give me all of it.
Wasn't it free?
Nah.
Oh, it was $5 and then
I gave $5 and all of a sudden, fucking you trying to upcharge me or upsell me with a video.
That's
it. Let me see. $5.
She's marketing. Entrepreneur.
Let me tell you something, man. Can you imagine if on our Patreon, patreon.com/stiffsockspod, if you want 4 extra episodes a month, can you imagine if people spend $5 to get there and then they're like, oh, and we were like, oh, here's the latest episode. If you want all the rest of them, you have to spend $1 per one.
No,
everyone be like, fuck
that
you.
That actually does make more sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave you the money.
Right.
Give me.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to say.
Uh oh.
I've been holding on to this for.
Oh, shit.
I've been holding on to the story for, I think, almost a week now.
I'm so excited.
Because I didn't even want to give any clues or hints. I was with you the whole time in North Carolina. Yeah. Didn't even tell you. Shows were great.
Shows were great.
A lot of podcast listeners out there, too.
Guys, thank you.
You came
for
to the
out.
Shows. They were great, man. They were great. North Carolina, Charlotte. But this is what I want to say.
Oh, God.
2 nights before leaving for North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Your boy was doing the S3X for those TikTok captions, dare I say.
Or S-E-G-G-S.
Yeah, people love the segs. And the algorithm is like, I don't know what that is. Probably clean.
You know what's so funny? Is I posted a video and I had to say hand job and I just beeped out the hand and then put a hand emoji and the algorithm was like, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. You throw an emoji in there and the algorithm's like, I don't know. I think they got to be picking up on the eggplant by now.
Oh, the eggplant's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of eggplant.
Uh-oh.
Your boy was planting some in the backyard. Backyard being vagina.
Oh, I thought even backyard meaning
butthole.
Anal, ruptured anal. I have a story for that. But go ahead.
What?
Ruptured anal cavity.
All right. Are you okay, man? Anyways, your boy was doing the SEGGS for all you TikTok lovers out there. Sags. We start fooling around.
Uh oh.
I start moving around.
Oh yeah.
Doing the old construction. You know, the crane. I'm doing some movement with the legs, and right, I go. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we had just went to a SEGGS SEGS shop. Went to a SEGS shop. Because we were talking about sprucing it up. So your boy on the way home was Mr. Romantic. And instead of stopping by to get flowers, I was like, hey, let me go buy some other stuff. Bought some vibrating panties. You know, those are cool. Haven't used them yet.
Whoa!
I'm wearing them right now. Click the button. Anyways, this is where I'm trying to go with this. But, so
we bought a little detail. So you guys went to a sex shop.
No. We talked about like, oh, we want to get some more stuff. I stopped by on the way home. Yeah. Also, it was so fun. I was in a sex shop and they were just blasting Christmas music. It's like, last Christmas I gave you. And I'm just looking at vibrators and I'm like, so which one of these is going to make her come like Christmas?
You were there alone?
Yeah, I was there alone.
Weird.
No.
Me little. Because really? The whole time you're like, oh, I wonder what she wants. Everyone else is like, yeah, she. Sure, just buy it for yourself, you cuck. You know what I mean?
No.
All right.
No, of course I do. And the lady in there, it's so weird talking to a person that works at a sex store because you like try to sound professional. You can't walk in there and be like, what's going to make my fucking girl come like crystal geysers in the spring?
You could.
I was like, what is the one that women tend to prefer to enhance the sexual orgasm? He's like, you trying to make a bitch come? Yeah.
What's the cum rate? That's what I would like to say. What's the CR?
Per capita.
Yeah. What's the CR?
Anyways, moral of the story. So I just restocked the pantry. You know, we got some numbing spray. We got some lube.
You got some numbing spray?
Oh yeah. That was when I didn't know how to explain to her. I was like, what's the one that like? I didn't know what they called it.
Right.
I was like, it's called like delay spray. But I was like, what's the one that like? You know, you like spray it on your penis, and she was just staring at me, so dead. I was like. I come quick. Help.
Here's the problem. She knew what you wanted, but
no, she
like,
didn't.
Oh, she didn't. Okay.
She didn't point it out. She was like she was like Viagra. I was like, no, you spray it on. Can you fuck my girlfriend for me? Anyways. So fast forward in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Bring out the lube. We're toying around and I go, I'm holding some feet.
What? Are you? Hold on. Hold on.
I'm sweating. I'm holding some feet and I'm holding some lube and I say, hold up. What if we hypothetically turn this bitch into a foot locker and I fuck some feet?
What?
I got my first foot job.
Bang, bang, bang.
Got my first footy.
Dude.
Foot jobs on a Tuesday.
How space was it?
Fine.
Oh.
No. It was cool. I liked the experience.
Yeah.
But we both went into it with like a very like kind of like jokey attitude. Like, what if we just fuck some feet?
Yeah.
And then I did. You know, it was like, it started as like a joke. And then I was like, hey. And then she was like, ah. And I was like, hey. And then... You know, because I lubed him up on the feet. I see why you like the foot. Because it's easier to move around.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like...
It's like a joystick.
Yeah. You know those tripods that have all those like beads on it that you can like move around?
Yeah, Gorilla Pod.
Sponsor us. But it's like one of those where it was easy. You can move it around so much.
Uh-huh.
Vagina's one place. You know, there's a lot to...
And it's attached. Yeah. It's attached to your hips and all that other shit. Feet,
I felt like... You can move it so much more.
Yeah.
You know, the position, she can be just on her back, whatever, and then you can
set
it up, and she's flexible.
Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Come on. 10% off.
Gymnastics.
Promo code.
And you can take the feet, and then you can put them together, and you make that.
Yeah, and here's the best part. You can move them around, and you could give yourself essentially a foot job, and then you could go hands-free Bluetooth, and then she can do it. It's like, there's so much variation to it. It's art, to be honest.
Well.
Okay. Maybe I took a little too far.
No, but I see kind of what you're saying, where it's like, so I was more so, I held the legs and I made the feet.
Yeah.
Kind of make a.
Good arch? I'm not going to visualize, but good arch?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Good.
You put them together and then you got that what do you call that? Fussy?
I call it a foot vagina.
Fussy.
Fussy's fine.
Fussy.
Fussy.
So I take her fussy, and we're about right here. You know, picture the feet are like this.
Yep.
kind of doing that.
Yep.
You just kind of lubed it up a little, and then you kind of just.
Yeah.
Which is.
What position were you in? On your knees?
Knees, yeah.
Yes.
Knees, kind of just, it was very, it was like eye level, but for my wang.
Right. And then you took, you were like on around her ankles?
Yeah.
And then you were just sort of giving your own self a foot job.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear hands-free Bluetooth and have her do it?
No.
Okay. Did you come?
No, this was more of just like
oh, let's just try it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we switched over for a second, and then we went back.
Yeah. Okay. Did you lube?
You ever jump in the jacuzzi? And you're like, this is weird. Then you go back to the pool.
100%.
Yep.
Did you lube your pee-pee up?
A little bit of both, yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. I just want to make sure that it is all done right. Good, good. So the experience as a whole.
I see where you're at. I saw the pros.
Right.
I just know that kind of, you know, below where the feet are is this magical thing called cooter.
Yeah.
And just a little more inviting, a little more warm, a little more like grandma just made an apple pie. Didn't need to say grandma. That's kind of weird.
It's okay. We've been talking about Nancy Reagan the whole time. So nothing about toes or feet, nothing did it for you.
I will say it's not like I like lost an erection. Like I was still like,
yeah,
rocked up.
Yeah, yeah. You've never done. I was gonna say, have you ever? No, you haven't. It's literally, to me, it's the same as when I was a kid. I used to literally put on my mom's surgical gloves.
This is getting weird.
No. You know, she was a nurse, so she had a bunch of like surgical gloves everywhere in the house.
Yeah.
And I'll put them on and jerk off. So it sort of felt it wasn't me. And that's what I think feet are. It's like a different, essentially what I'm getting to is a different, it's a different sensation. It's okay. It's, you know, you got the vajayjay, you got the asshole, you got the mouth, and you're like, this just feels different.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't not, like, it wasn't bad. I just was like, okay, it was cool.
I can't, this is a fucking monumental moment in this show. This might be the biggest part of the show that's ever happened.
This better be bigger than the Kendra Sutherland episode.
It is.
Run it up.
Dude.
Share it with somebody in your family.
Let me ask you this.
Listen to this in the car ride home to Nana's.
I'm going
to
ask you this. A lot of grandma talk from your mouth. I'd like to ask you this. How much, and be real with me, how much were both you guys thinking about me as you were doing this?
It was
0%?
It was one of those right after. It was like, are you going to talk about this on the podcast? I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I did it.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm so excited. So this is, you broke your foot virginity.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I wish you were more excited about it. It just didn't do it for you completely.
I think had you asked me right after, I would have been like, whoa, you know, but mm-hmm. I've been blue balling the story for about a week and a day now.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I'm not trying to downplay it.
Right.
I'm just trying to recall. It's hard to think back while also be horny.
This is the thing. I think for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's for you, it's like, you know, the same as going to like a Six Flags. You know, you try all the roller coasters and you're like, this is my favorite one. This obviously wasn't bad. It's a roller coaster. But am I going to wait in line for 30 minutes for this one? Mm-hmm. No, I'll wait an hour for that.
It felt like I went to a really authentic restaurant and there's the stuff I normally order.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, oh, you got to get the squid alligator. Or something. And then you're like, all right. And then you get it and you're like, that was cool.
Right. But you're not going to order it again.
Maybe.
Order it again?
I'm not against it. If we're getting hot and bothered and she's like, it's foot action time, then throw it on.
Dude, okay. Next time, just do everyone.
What do I need to, what am I missing from this?
You're not missing anything. I think this is a great dip your toes, pun intended.
Hold up.
Dip your toes in the water in the foot gang, foot game. I think it's great. It's a good first step. I think your next level, in my opinion, should be have her give you an actual foot job. Meaning your hands are down, hands free Bluetooth, you're on your knees, and she's just
what do you do with your hands?
What do you do with your hands?
Yeah.
I just kind of put my hands to my side. Kind of lean back as if
like,
I'm getting hit.
Do like thumb wars with yourself?
You could.
Can you do a thumb war with yourself?
You just do rock, paper, scissors by yourself? Can you even do that?
I don't know if you're
paying. Whoa!
I don't think you
rock,
can.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Whoa, it's really hard.
I don't think
rock,
you can do it.
Paper, scissors, okay. Shoot.
Rock,
I can't do it.
Paper, scissors, shoot. Okay.
Wow, you're really good at that. I can't do it.
Rock paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, I can do that. Rock, but then you paper, know where you're scissors. Going. Don't make a choice before you do it. Just don't make a choice. Just start going.
Rock paper scissors, shoot.
All right. It's hard for me. Okay.
Goddamn. Oh, shit. Hawthorne. If you don't want to smell like, oh, shit, this is what you got to do. Hawthorne. This is honestly something that we have been sponsoring. They're one of the first sponsors on the podcast. We love them. You should, too. What is it?
What is it?
Hawthorne is a personalized grooming brand that makes it quick and easy to be confidently your best with skincare, hair care, and so much other stuff. They use data from hundreds and thousands of customers to recommend the perfect products for your body chemistry, skin type, hair type, and lifestyle. Not even yours. It can be a brother, a dad. Look, gifts are coming up. Christmas. It's this weekend.
Holidays. This is what you do.
This is, yeah. So look, but here's what you can do. This
what?
Is the millennial thing you do.
Do
you
it.
Buy a gift the uh-huh. day before Christmas,
have
and
to.
Then you print out the receipt, and you're like, it's coming in the mail. Sorry, holidays delayed. So get them Hawthorne, right? If any dude in your family would love this gift, you take a little quick quiz for them. Super easy, not a tough quiz. Just like how many times they shower, what's their preferred lifestyle. I still to this day use a cologne that they sent me, and I'm running low, so I need to go to Hawthorne.co to sign up. What
All
are
right.
you gonna do?
Here's the thing: you go in drugstores. What's happening in there?
Not drugs.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing's happening there. Everything's hack. Axe? No. Hawthorne, let me tell you something. They sent us a bunch a while ago, just like Trevor said, we need to re-up. And all the products, they look incredible. They smell incredible. They're incredible products, but also the look of the bottles and the packaging makes your bathroom look sexy, okay? And all it is, as Trevor said, you take a quiz. It's very, very simple, and it gives you personalized products for you, okay? Hawthorne stands by their customers. So if you're not completely satisfied, they'll retailer your products for free. How much free? Based on your feedback and pay for your shipping. So there's truly no risk, okay? So make sure you're ready for anything or anyone that comes your way by taking Hawthorne's quiz today. Go to Hawthorne.co. That is Hawthorne.co. Hawthorne.co. Promo code SOCKS, okay? Promo code SOCKS. You get 10% off your first order. Go do it. Smell good. Have your bathroom look like a Tesla. I love you guys. Do it.
Goddamn. Back to feet jerking me
off. Yeah, so yeah, but you put your hands to your side.
I can see that.
Yeah, and have her give you this, you know, the full cock massage, as they call it in Shanghai. That will be a different experience. And it's honestly, it's a lot on her. Because with my girl, we had to get to the you know,
good core strength,
hand coordination or eye foot coordination.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's a really awkward, like you have to like do it. It's a really awkward motion. You have to
I'm good.
Do it right now.
I don't have good core strength.
Do you know what I mean? It's a really, it's a little
you
difficult.
You have it down.
Well, because I
looks like you tape a Swiffer to the wall and just go to town.
I've studied it.
Do you watch foot job porn?
Sir,
I don't know why that never crossed my mind. Whenever you're like, I watch like emo porn, I just thought it was like normal.
What do you
sex.
Think I put after emo? Emo space
finds father
foot job. Enter, and they be Doug. This is a new thing I've been watching. This girl, like this POV foot job stuff, where girls be doming dudes off.
Yeah.
On their stomach, and then so they have their feet up, and they're crossed, and they're moving their toes as they're doming
off.
Sounds
like an X Games parkour challenge. I don't know what you're saying to me.
Yeah, but you got the visual though, right?
No. Wait, they're on their stomach.
They're the dude's on the bed.
Dude's
seated.
On the stomach.
No. He's seated on the bed, and the girl's on her stomach, doming a dude off.
Okay.
And then her feet are behind her, but up, like her knees are bent.
Yeah.
And her legs are crossed,
right.
And they're moving the toes back and forth as she's doming off. So then I got two visuals.
Wow.
Dome off, and I'm looking at the feetsies. So the answer to the question is, yeah, I'd be fucking. Sometimes I get rogue and just type in foot jobs. Because then it's like, what's happening? Because you can have all types of foot jobs.
Yeah.
Dude foot jobs, woman foot jobs, geriatric foot jobs, all over the place.
Yeah.
It's a nice town to be in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think hands are pissed off that they're just like the hand job? Like that's all they're like really known for? Like, because like hand jobs are so like, oh, I'm in middle school.
Dude, I've been talking about this for years. They're very undervalued. I absolutely love, dude, I got a hand job last night.
Okay.
Dude,
from
I
who?
Be, huh?
From who?
Me. No, from my girl. Dude, I'll be like requesting it. Requesting it. Oh, dude, my.
You finish off the handy?
Oh, sun seed. I be coming.
God damn, you're on triathlons.
It's incredible.
Hand off.
Yeah, I mean, We tried something different last night where this sounds crazy, but like, you know, for my sexual conquest, I like to get a little, dominant in there, you know? So it's like, hard thrusting and choking and all the spitting and all that kind of shit. But last night, I don't know, like, I think it was Christmas season or something. And I just went in missionary, sort of did like the lay on top and just like slow stroked. She got wet and came quicker than normal.
Yeah, it's because you weren't choking her out with a studded Hot Topic belt. Yeah, that's sex. No, I see what you're saying. Switch it up, you know?
Yeah, switch up. And
but is that her, more her lane? You know, kind of just that like
romantic. I'm gonna have to have a talk.
Slow jams.
I'm gonna have to have a talk because it might be more in her lane, which is fine. I think I can open with my stuff, and if once we get to her, like we're in the finished territory, I can go to like the slow stroke missionary.
Ask her what she wants every once in a while.
I did.
Take us to a Rams game. Wouldn't that be fucked? And you're banging her out. You're like, what do you want? She's like, season tickets. Ha! Huh?
Would you do it?
What?
Would you like...
If she was banging a dude?
So, how do I... Okay. So, if my girl was like, you know what would get me really hot and bothered? Go to a football game. Like, it, me knowing...
Is there a guy on that team who's... Who she banged? Or just in general?
Just okay. So in my case, right? If she was like, "Let's go to a football game," but knowing my girl's past about her banging football players, yeah. Going to the game, but no one on the team has she banged. Just yeah. She's like, just like the environment, the smell, the field, and the cleats get me real wet.
Okay, I would do it if none of the jerseys had numbers on it or last names. That way she's not like, who's number 52? Then she starts Googling.
Wow, that's a really good
You got to just love the game.
Wow.
Next on the play, it's, never mind. All right, we don't know. Guy with long hair. No, what, I mean, it's.
What's a setting that gets you rocked up?
Just a like setting?
Not like, oh, fucking, but like a setting that's like.
Cooking.
No. Seriously? You like cook and stuff, you're like, I'm pretty fucking rocked up.
No, and I cook, but like if you cook together, there's something about there's a lot of like cozy time, especially in the kitchen. You know, if you're rich and you got a big ass kitchen, no, but you know my kitchen is relatively small, so you be bumping into each other a lot,
yeah.
And you're like, oh, can you preheat the oven? And you're like, which one? And she's like, the only fucking one. I'm like, sorry. What if I'm drying pasta on my cock right now?
What if you could set the temperature of your girl's vagina? Like make it like 365.
In a sense, you can.
Yeah, but you can't change the temperature.
You can, but there's one. It's like an air. Well, no, not an air fryer. But there's one. It's like a cigarette burner in a car. It just gets warm. There's just one. There's one temp.
I wonder what the temperature of a vagina is at full. I want to put a meat thermometer down there.
Average temperature of a woman's vagina.
I don't want average. I want top. I mean, if she's not, let's
what's
not
she
have her.
Maxing out at?
Yeah, I don't want, like, not like
what's
during
her
COVID.
RPMs?
What do you think it is? So what is it? 98 point something is regular?
98.6 is
98.6?
135.
That's too much, I think.
That's hot.
That's sauna hot. I'm going to go with.
That's warm.
I'm going to go with 104.
That's still warm.
That's hot.
That's shorts and a tank top in Phoenix.
Oh, that's hot. But it's got to be hot, more hot than body temperature, because when you put it in, you're like, ooh, yeah, warm.
Yeah.
So it can't just be like 99 degrees. We got to be hovering at like 104, 105.
It might be warmer than you think. Gabe, any researches?
Yeah, it looks like it's actually not that much different. It's about 100.4 would be like on an average day.
Warm.
Well, what does the friction heat it up?
Well, they say
when
that
you're piping
actually,
it out,
it goes down during sexual arousal.
Huh? What the fuck?
I wonder if it's because like the wetness is actually decreasing the temperature.
This is getting me hard. I'm not joking. That's hot. When Gabe said wetness, something triggered.
It also varies during ovulation,
No one knows their ovulation.
Is it crazy our bodies are just at like 90, what is it, 96?
98.6.
We're just at 90, our bodies are 98 degrees right now. Warm.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Warm.
But how come when it's 98 degrees outside, it's hot? Like we're sweating and shit.
Why aren't we just like, this
why
is
why can't we be like, this is balmy as
this
fuck?
This is us.
Yeah, dude, I set my shit to like 70 degrees when I sleep. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I should be freezing.
70?
Yeah. Where are you at? Lower?
I don't know. 70 sounds high.
I'm around 69. If I'm in a hotel.
Hotel 69.
I'm in 69. 69 to me is perfect to sleep. You know you're supposed to sleep in cold?
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I sleep better in the cold.
Yeah. You're also supposed to take a warm shower before you go to sleep.
Really?
I'm sorry, cold shower.
Take a cold shower before you go to sleep. When you wake up.
I'm sorry?
Cold shower when you wake up, yeah. Why?
I just listened literally to a sleep expert on Rogan. Something about the body, the heat like all funnels like to your like organs or whatever to keep them warm, and then when you come out of the shower it all funnels like out, and the like when your body funnels the heat out for some odd reason that like makes you sleepy. It's called a heat shock protein. I don't fucking know. If Rogan says one more thing about a heat shock protein, no one knows what that means.
Yeah.
He goes, Athletic Greens, heat shock protein, elk meat.
And I will say, every time you shower before bed, it does feel like you nestle in there a little quicker.
You know who does that? Your videographer. Always showers before bed. Really great idea.
Yeah.
Dude, we used to shower before bed when I lived at my mom's house. And you know what was the most comfy thing? I just thought about it. She would always lay down, because our hair would be all wet. She always lay down like a towel over the pillow to like go to sleep. Oh, that's a nice moment. Little lavender.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, lavender?
Oh, no. I wasn't wealthy.
So where was the lavender coming into play?
I just said it. I wish the spray on lavender. The lavender spray on the towel as you're sleeping, that really, really gets me rocked up.
Yeah.
The environment that gets me rocked up, speaking of getting rocked up, I asked you, you said cooking. Movie theater.
Okay. Mm.
Because it's like Pavlov's dog. I remember just like, Pavlov's.
Okay. Dog or law?
Pavlov's dog.
He's the one that he would ring the bell and then give the dog a treat.
Oh.
And so then he stopped giving the dog a treat, but he would ring the bell and the dog would start salivating. So it's like a conditioned response.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I'm in the, and here's the thing, I never banged or even, I don't even know if I ever fucking kissed a girl, to be
high
honest.
High school makeouts? You never had a high school makeout in a movie theater?
No, I never did that. But
that
I think,
was our shit.
I think because I never, it's a very like a sexually repressed place where I'm like, someone fucking make out with me. So when I'm ever in a...
Somebody spilled their popcorn on my lap. Oh, God, did you see the new Spider-Man?
Are you going to tell me you saw a movie?
No.
Oh.
I saw a bunch of people, but that's why I thought you were bringing up movie theaters.
Oh, no, it's just a hot place to me.
Okay. Dark, good temperature.
Always good temperature. You know what's not good temperature all of a sudden? Airplanes. Fuck it. They're hot all of a sudden.
Or they do some shit. They're like, we're not going to start the AC until the plane's on, which maybe that like saves gas or something. But it's like, why are we cutting corners here?
Dude, I spent $1 billion getting my ticket to go to DC for Christmas. That bitch better be balmy.
Cold.
I need palm trees.
Yeah.
I want them to be hanging meat. It's so cold.
I don't know if they'll do that. But we could hope for that.
Any place you could get murdered, where would you be? What would you choose?
Where?
Like where and how?
Maybe in my dreams. Not trying to die.
Oh, but like, you know, where? You'd rather just be like asleep and then someone stab you?
Oh, maybe at the top of like Machu Picchu so I can like climb something. And then it's like, you know, I'm already closer to heaven. I can float up. You start going down. You're like, wait, whoa, I'm going to hell? What?
You think you're going to heaven or hell if it exists? I don't know what the conditions are though. If it's like to like the Ten Commandments, I'm going to HE double hockey sticks quick as fuck. Because let me tell you something.
On a one way.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. They're like, oh, don't have sex until you're married. Shut your fucking mouth. Are you kidding? Can you imagine right now if you hadn't banged yet? I would have shot up an aquarium 7 years ago. Just all fucking.
It is interesting. So heaven's just a bunch of just people just very sexually responsible.
Just a bunch of boring people. Dude, that's why these motherfuckers get married at 13. Me too. The moment I would go from fucking my pillow to be married, I would get married at 15. No problem.
So much to risk.
Do you love
her? You're like 37 trying doggy for the first time.
But that's what I think they get married early, though.
Yeah, but like the earliest person I think I knew that got married was like 19.
And that's stupid.
Yeah, you're on your 21st birthday being like, I really hope she does cowgirl tonight. I want to try something new.
I haven't done reverse cowgirl in a millennium.
It seems very opposite of your world. You're just staring at a back.
I will say, though, think about a reverse cowgirl with the feet.
Yeah. Holster those bad boys.
In my mouth. Think about that for a second, gents. Reverse cowgirl feet in my mouth. I wouldn't
last. Could hold them like they were the set, like the, I don't know what.
The reins. They're called the reins. Reins,
yeah.
Make it rain.
God, that's hot, dude.
Do it.
Holy shit.
Right now. Get her in here.
I'm pretty horned up right now.
And 100 Patreons. Do it.
Wow. I'm so excited that you have a foot experience, man.
Putting on the board.
It's like a proud, goddamn. This is like the moment that you got fingered for the first time. Well, I like to say my girl.
Said that a little better.
I like to say my girl finger blasts me. I think that's funny.
Yeah, depends how, where you're saying it. Podcast,
how was last night?
Funny,
dude.
Jamba Juice, weird.
Two sexual experiences ago with my girl. She be milking it, boy.
Milking the dick,
dude. I'm standing up. She's kneeled down. She's asking mama wants come. And right before I come, she's giving me old prostitute milk. Let me tell you a secret. You think you come hard? I would fucking, my cum will go through a refrigerator door.
Remember when I tried to punch a refrigerator door growing up and it did nothing? I was like, what? It was like when the bad guy in a movie gets punched and he doesn't flinch. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude. I tried to break my sleigh bed when I was a kid. It's crazy. I'm not breaking a bed.
Mm-mm.
A wood bed? How strong do you think I am?
Not that strong. So where did you come?
All over her F-A-S-E.
Whoa.
And I hit with a PSI. Like I was like, I think you need to put your glasses on because I'm going to break your retina.
Might have a broken pixel on that afterwards. So my birthday's coming up, right?
Yeah.
December 30th. Friday.
Hell yeah. Another woman. Ask for another one.
Sexy ass motherfucking stiff sock listeners.
Yeah.
What should I tell her? Because I feel like that's the day you can really, not to lean into my inner boomer where it's like, oh, birthday sex, huh? Once a year. Dads love joking about having sex once a year on their birthday. But if that, like, what do I want?
Anal.
I'm starting with
No, I'm saying you get fucked.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what's something that you've been, like, are you yearning for a different type of environment? A different, like,
I just
set
want,
of clothes?
I just want some, like, insane dirty talk. Shit that you can't even say within 100 yards of a museum.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Like, I want her to just yell something to me. And be like, come, blank, 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 this blank while you're blanking a blank, blank, blank. Like, almost like she's on the bed solo and just saying insane shit. Come do this, come do that. And I'm just like,
that's hot. And you're just like, you're just in the fucking doorway.
Yeah.
Just being like, are you ready? She's like, I can't handle it, daddy. Please come over here.
Captain.
Yeah, I need it. I need it.
Yeah.
Please come over here and give it to me. You go, no, fucking wait for it. No, come on. I'm almost there. I just need it. Yeah, I know, dude.
Hard.
I know.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Just have her sit there and fucking use a skin vibrator, promo code socks.
Great plug.
And, thank you. And just fucking yearn. The yearning is the hottest thing. Like, I can't operate my life without your cock. Want.
Okay, I thought that was an earn. Mistaken. That's where dead ashes go.
Are you going to be a burnt guy?
I hope not.
You want to be an open casket guy? I want to be an open casket and I want everyone to come through and come on my face.
Okay.
Clip me.
Okay. It'll be a very long line. Everyone's like, stop looking at me. I want to be an open casket, but I want to be thrown up like a pose. Like, what up?
Like a taxidermy?
Yeah. I want it to look like I'm 2 seconds away from being like, what's up, YouTube?
We're going to have two violently different funerals.
I mean, you can come.
Mine's going to take so long.
Yeah.
Funny, though. Yours is hilarious. Mine's illegal.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just in a Catholic church.
Goddamn.
Oh, it's funny, dude.
Ha ha.
There are all these gimmicks that promise a great night's sleep. I don't care what kind of toppers there are or how heavy a blanket may be. It's lipstick on a pig.
Oink, oink.
Yes. If you're sleeping on a terrible mattress, your sleep will be terrible, bro. It's that simple. That's why we recommend sleeping on a purple mattress, okay? That's because only purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid.
Gel Flex Grid.
They sent us mattresses. They sent us pillows. And let me tell you something. I am sleeping like a mother effing baby, okay? Sleeping like a baby pig, all right? Oink, oink, sleeping great, all right? It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat, bro.
Also, unlike memory foam, which remembers everything. Wah, 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 wah. Everything. Thanks to the Gel Flex Grid, purple mattresses bounce back as you move and boing, shift. Boing, boing, boing. Fucking. You'll never have that, oh no, step bro, I'm stuck feeling. People get with memory foam. Not the step bro part, but you know, when memory foam, why are they always jumping on glass? Like there's wine on the bed.
Drink the Merlot.
I don't know how that's a selling point. They're like, how do you sleep better? They're like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, who the hell sleeps like a pogo stick? Just lie down. Thanks to the Gel Flex Grid, purple mattress bounces.
Dude, you could fuck while somebody's like sleeping in the bed next to you.
Let me tell you something. I have a purple mattress and Greta sleeps in the corner. She has no idea what's happening. I'm beating it up. So try your purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is available too, okay? Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a purple mattress. Go to purple.com/socks and use code SOCKS. For a limited time, you get 10% off your any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/socks, code SOCKS for 10%.
10% off.
Any order.
And these, that's, dude, 10%. That's not even chump change. Like these are quality stuff. So you're saving serious money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Terms apply.
Purple.com/socks. Promo code socks. Terms apply.
Goddamn.
But I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty selfish. And it's like, you know, give me the casket. Let me get the space. Burn it so little.
Burn me. Because to me, like, I want people to like eulogize me, if that's a word.
What does that mean? Where would you get your ashes spread right now?
Foot action.
You can see it.
Fuck.
Where would you really right now actually go? People always
like a real right answer.
Yeah.
I would probably say
Vermont.
No, two places. One, there's
make people travel double?
Oh, no. Like two places that come to mind. Yeah. One, Outer Banks, North Carolina, because that's my family always vacations.
You love that
show. I have a lot of fun. I love the show. I've never seen it. I have a lot of like fond memories there. Yeah. Or two, there's this golf course that I shot a 70 on in South Carolina that I would want to be spread there.
Some guy's going to tee off. Excuse me, sir. Just a second. I got to. He shot a 70 here, and that's what's handicap there?
72.
You know what would be funny? Realistically, would be funny is if somebody took your ashes and they, you know, the sand jugs that you fill up the divots with?
Yeah. Oh,
they
funny.
They put ashes in that, and then every divot you fill it up a little bit of Michael Bosley.
There you go. There's a Trevor spin to it. I love that.
That's more normal because then people don't know.
That's great.
If you just walk onto the 17th green and you just pour it in the hole.
Yeah, well, that's great.
But I do like that you have a place that means something to you.
I think it's got to be, right? You can't just...
You know what's interesting? And a lot of people, you don't think about this, but people fly the ashes somewhere to go spread them. But that means they're like taking ashes with them on a flight. The lady I sat next to coming back from Hawaii was like, we had a little talk and it was actually really sad. But like one of those like wholesome moments, she said like her and her husband have been going to Hawaii every year since they were like 30.
Yeah.
And then she went to go spread it in Hawaii at like a surf paddle out, which was really cool.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It is interesting to like pack with that. Does that go in the toiletry bag? Does that get its own bag?
I think you just put it in the Jansport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure people that scan stuff through TSA see that more than often than you think.
They've seen baby bones in the fucking...
Yeah. Then they check the boarding pass and they're like, you doing all this in Wyoming? Yeah, it's beautiful out here. You're right.
Dude. Yeah, where do you... You couldn't... Can you put it in the overhead? You can't put it in the overhead. It's too dark. Because people act like with the urine, they're like, oh, that's my... Like they, you know... There's like a lot of respect to it. I feel like it's weird to just like...
What I'm saying. Where do you pack it without being like disrespectful?
Here's crazy. You don't pack it. You get them a ticket. You put them right there. Put the seatbelt on. Wow. Put the thing down. Put a little laptop.
That...
Random movie.
Have them play their favorite.
And then they
Netflix.
Ask what you want to drink. You go, I'll do a Dr. Pepper. And he will do. I'm like, who?
He will do a... What's that? This is getting really creepy. What's that? He's going to have a Fanta? We don't have that. He's dead. Get him a fucking Fanta.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Wow, this episode has been fucking all over the place. I love this episode.
Foot jobs to getting your ashes at a golf course.
Yeah.
This is great. Well.
All right. Well, you guys want to do some sock talk?
Let's do it.
I don't know what the title's going to be, but I would imagine it's something about foot jobs.
I got it. Trevor gets his first foot job.
Not clickable enough.
No.
Trevor comes inside of an Arby's.
Trevor comes inside of a urn. Urn, I mean. Trevor comes inside of an urn. And then you like this.
Illegal. Everybody's so confused in YouTube thumbnails. Whoa! You know what happened. You made the video.
All right. You guys want to do sock talk?
Only if it's from TikTok.
This is sock talk from TikTok today.
Whoa!
So wait, how does it work? You can just go to our TikTok, which is at 1.6 million. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yep, go in there. Dude, we got a Q&A button.
Doing mills.
Crazy.
What do you mean?
What?
1.6 mil?
We're competing with people dancing. We're competing with people teaching you how to make food in jail. Dude, I watch so many jail TikToks. It's
you
crazy.
Love it. We're competing against the all-time winner of views. Tits.
Yeah. That's like how I felt when I was doing stand-up at a Hooters at one time. Did you ever do stand-up at the Hooters on
I know of the show. I never did it.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
We have a submission here. This is from the official Hoover.
I'll give you a submission.
And they say
nothing. All right.
They say, what are the top three sexiest fruits?
Papaya.
To fuck or to eat?
Papaya. It's, passion fruit.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Oh, I thought we were just naming names of fruit that sounded like sex things.
Sexiest,
passion fruit.
Sexiest fruits. You can take that to mean whatever you want. Most fuckable fruit? I don't
know. All right, well, okay, here we go.
Bangable fruit, sorry.
I would go, number one, I would go peach.
Oh.
Because peach, you feel it, and it feels like your grandma's cheek. It's like hot, you know? And I'll keep going. Number two.
Sus episode for you, sir.
Number two, it's got to be a banana. Shove it right in my anus cavity. Okay. And number three for me has got to be a kiwi.
Kiwis are solid.
Because if you get a hole in there and use it as a little skintimate, little hoodoo, you know what I mean? Little fleshlight, little kiwi light, as I like to call it. I think you could get a nice little NUT.
I don't like cantaloupes very much, but I feel like for this category, they could be. Got some grip on the outside.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
I would say by the thousands have piped down a cantaloupe. Because look at the inside of a cantaloupe. That almost replicates the scooter.
Not almost. Like, that is a cooteromenous.
We for sure watched it. You've seen those. This guy used to do videos on Instagram probably 3 or 4 years ago. He'd like finger fruit.
Yeah.
And it's not illegal, but it's very illegal. It just felt wrong. But Instagram guidelines are like, I don't know. Yeah.
This one?
Fruit? Winger. Oh, yeah. Yep. Here we go. Now we're fucking rocked up and ready. Yep. Oh!
There it is. This is my kiwi.
Did you guys see that video of the meat on TikTok recently?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
What the hell is that? That's a heart? It looks like an aorta.
It looks like a blood orange. Her Instagram account was suspended for 2 weeks. Wow. People at Instagram, no fun with it. Oh, whatever that last fruit was, that's my answer.
My God. Yes, yeah, slower. Great that's fruit. A lung. Oh! The orange just busted in my own face.
Oh, my God. Tropicana.
Tropicama. It's important for me. It's important for you. Shut up and finger a fruit.
Dude, that orange squirt.
I hate when people do this stuff and they like stand on a soapbox. Well, the actual... just finger the tangerine?
Well, I think what it is like this publicist, like insider recently, I was like, what does this mean to you? And she's like, I don't know.
I did it on a strawberry one time. I got 8.6 million and I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
Why do you put ping pong balls in your pussy? People pay me for it.
That's what I don't get, but some of these articles are just not needed.
Yeah.
Insider today, this woman puts her finger not on a keyboard. Instead, it's a kiwi. Tonight at 9, we're going to see the woman behind the fingering fruit finanzi.
And then they go, what's your position on COVID? No one fucking cares.
But that's, I hate some of these outlets. You'll never believe what she thinks about 9/11. Back to the fingering fruit finanzi. Yeah. This is what gets me bricked up in the morning. This is what vegans jerk off to.
This is what I jerk off to. This is crazy. Is that a... Damn, she got strong fingers. Isn't that a... That's a lime.
Yeah.
Dude, that is...
This is all they really needed to show in sex ed, honestly.
Can you imagine her doing that on your anus cavity? I mean, that is...
The squirt on the lemon. Do you think when she got that squirt, she was like, that's the glory shot right there.
Yeah.
Cum shot. More like cantaloupe shot.
Hi, right, we really answered that question, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll fit in a TikTok.
All right, let's do a secret sock. This is anonymous
secret
submission.
Secret sock. Who wants to play with my... Never mind. Go ahead.
This says, we have my 12th birthday party at my house. I invited a bunch of friends from school, including this girl I liked. My birthday is in November, so it is sometimes cold. This girl wore silk/satin gloves to the party, but somehow they ended up in my living room after she left. So I jerked off with the gloves later that night. And then I got a message the next morning asking if I had seen her mom's gloves that she was wearing. I told her I never saw them and I threw them in the back of my closet to get lost forever.
Me and this dude would hang the fuck out with our kids.
Dude, that reminds me of the guy. What was that guy that wrote in about like a bear coat or something?
Oh shit, yeah, his bear grandma. Rug. No, his grandma's like fur coat that he came on.
And they just put it back in the closet.
Yeah, and then she wore it to like his graduation party or something.
God, that's so funny.
So this happened a long time ago?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. I thought a
12. Well, he started with 12 and I was like, we can't talk about this.
Yeah. I was like, Gabe, out of all the questions. Damn, weird.
That's great.
That's big. I think every single one of us at one point would have done something like that growing up.
100%.
That's big middle school activity, right?
Because in my head, he said satin, too. You know how soft satin is?
And soft enough to jerk off.
Dude, and think about this. Think about, well, maybe if he put it on, that makes sense. But if he
I thought he jerked off on him like he was Michael Jackson.
If he just took the gloves and like made kind of like a mound and then sort of like fucked it with both hands, that's what I would have done. Or you would have put it, or you put what?
I would have put one glove on and went to the store and bought a cantaloupe and went to town. Jamba Juice? No.
Jamba Juice. Wasn't even connected.
Nope.
Wasn't even good, honestly. But we're going to leave it in.
Leave it in.
Yeah, that's big.
And that's big middle. Well, yeah, we talked about it a million times. It's like when you're that young, I'll fuck a windowsill. I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
but like, there's something about that. Like, you get a crush on that girl. And she happens to leave that glove.
Yeah, but it's not. It wasn't even. Like, oh. But it wasn't even her. It was her mom's.
I don't think he knew
wasn't
that,
her
though.
Mom's gloves.
But he says she was wearing it, and then she was wearing the gloves. But then she hit him and said, "These were my mom's." I guess.
Right.
What do you say? He's like, ugh, dog got to it. Bark, bark.
I think it's always funny when you're a kid, you don't... Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I was always scared to throw away stuff in the trash because for some reason, I felt like my mom would have found it.
I always just like covered it up. Yeah. Or I would take it out to the trash outside because that one you're not going to go through. You might go through a kitchen trash or trash in your room. I would like bring it out.
Yeah, that's definitely the workaround. But my little kid brain never thought about that. I was like, kitchen trash can or the bathroom trash can or that's
it. Dude, I'd be doing the weed when I was younger, so I had to like make sure if I needed to throw anything away, it would be like I would go in a trash bag that was already in the outside trash, and then I would put it deep in there.
That's great. What is it about weed that makes you think you could freestyle? What is it?
That's a great point.
When I smoke, I'm like, someone give me a mic.
Yeah,
because I will bust this bitch down.
I honestly kind of want to get high, really. Just
let's go
ripped.
We got a Patreon episode next. You guys want to get high?
I just feel like the holidays, it's like you have this time off and you're like, let's just get zooted.
Yeah, it's also cold. I'm either like, let's go like eat and go to sleep at 4 p.m. or let's get fucking drunk and let me throw trash can lids at my cousin.
Like, well, I'm going to get hammered for my birthday. Hammered.
Let me tell you something. I told you this off mic. I'm going to get a tux. I'm going to rent a tux with a fucking cummerbund. Like a tux from like like Back to the Future, like an old version Tux. Okay. More a top hat and a fucking cane with a squid in
it's gonna be a good, it's gonna be a good squad. There's a good group going, so we'll get we'll have a good time.
You know? Dude, I'm excited.
And just get after it and celebrate New Year's Eve.
Right.
Oh yeah, hold on.
It's the night before New Year's.
You know what's you know what I would prefer to do, and this is not legal, but
move my birthday.
No. I would literally prefer to just celebrate New Year's Eve on your birthday as if it was New Year's Eve. Do you know what I mean?
Dude,
I don't want to do New Year's Eve.
No.
Just do that?
A majority of the time, I'm always too hungover for New Year's Eve, and I'm like, I don't care what we do.
Yeah, for what I'm saying, it's like on your birthday at like 11:59, could we be like 10? No, could we just do it?
We can do whatever the hell we want.
That's what I'm saying. This is America. Yeah. We can move days we want.
It's Christmas today.
I'm going to get, I'm going to get all that stuff that I talked about, but also I'm going to get New Year's Eve hats and things for everyone. And this is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, dude. But that's the workaround when you're like balling on a budget for our birthday. I remember like when I was like 22 and we went to Vegas for New Year's. We're like, let's get the table on the night of my birthday. Cause the table was like,
oh yeah,
a bottle service table was like $400, not on my birthday or on my birthday, but on New Year's Eve, it was like 4,000. And you're like, all right, it's still going to be popping.
Yep. I remember I went to New York for New Year's Eve once when I was still in college, and we got like the all you can drink thing.
Yeah.
It was like 90 bucks, right?
Those always sound great.
Garbage.
You end up getting two drinks.
Two. You can't get to the fucking bar.
It's literally what are you doing for New Year's this year?
I don't know. I got no plans. What are you guys doing?
I don't know. But that's literally somebody sent me an invitation to a place and it's like, oh, all you can drink. But it's like, you get two drinks.
I don't even want to go.
I don't.
Can we just do New Year's Eve at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to do anything. I mean, that's something. You know, that I don't want to do a thing.
My goal is to be so hungover from my birthday that I'm just like, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. Send a text. Meet.
I'm good with that.
Oh, God. Please, let's do it. And you have like a bunch of outside stuff, too.
Do a little microdose. Record an episode at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Gabe microdose in. First time he comes off the wagon. Comes off the wagon.
Falls off. Or is it fall off the horse?
Fall off the wagon. Mark was just thinking about coming.
I know. I'm thinking about fruit. Guys, we gotta go. This is episode 20 years old. Y'all long.
Okay. Well, regardless, happy holidays.
Yeah, guys.
Happy holidays, everyone. This will be. Is this the last episode before the new year?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Not the new year, but before Christmas.
Before Christmas, right?
Christmas is on Saturday.
Merry Christmas. Hope you're on your loved ones. Hope you have a great time. And that's it, man. And we love you guys from Stiff Socks. Thank you also for making our podcast the 17th biggest in fucking Spotify.
Jesus Christ. And then in under comedy. What was it?
Comedy,
During all podcasts 60. In general.
60th biggest podcast.
Biggest podcast on Spotify in general.
That's crazy.
Wild.
That means you're literally going up against Michelle Obama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wild.
I want to go on Hollywood Boulevard and take pictures with people. And they're like, are you Trevor? No. I'm the guy with the 60th biggest podcast on Spotify.
Like, we're above, like, NPR podcasts and, like...
Yeah, because NPR people talk, like, they're just constantly on NyQuil. And back to today's episode.
Here's the thing, though. Those guys, they do weird shit in bed. Like, Mark Zuckerberg, he doesn't have a cock.
He puts a didgeridoo in his wife's ass.
100%. And then he plays it. His wife is like, can you fuck me? He's like, I am. All right, guys.
Colin Ray's.
That's it. A fun reminder. We have a Patreon, 4 extra episodes a month, ad-free for only $5 a month. It's a fucking steal, guys. 4 extra episodes for $5. What the heck? Get on that. Go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod, and you get access to the Discord and a bunch of other fun, exclusive content. So go get it. Guys, we love you. Goodbye. Happy holidays. Let's have sex with Santa Claus.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund.
No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.